KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light rain, and it's currently 66 degrees. Since 7 o'clock, we picked up a tenth of an inch of rainfall for a total thus far of 18 one-hundredths of an inch. Reminder, a severe thunderstorm watch is still in effect today for several area counties. A couple have been dropped off. Shelby and Harrison County are no longer included in the watch, but Cass and the remaining counties in our listening area are included in that watch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Police in Creston report 37-year-old Charles Edward Keaton of Creston was arrested Thursday morning for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Keaton was being held at the Union County Jail on a $20,000 cash bond. Authorities said also that with regard to the shooting early Wednesday morning at 1204 North Pine Street in Creston, that case remains under investigation and there are no updates to release at this time. You may recall that we told you the incident was reported around 2:05 a.m. Wednesday when a woman was discovered at an apartment suffering from a gunshot wound. She was eventually transported to a hospital in Des Moines. Authorities said at the time all the parties were identified and the public was not in any danger. The Iowa DCI continues to assist the Creston Police Department in that investigation. Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports early Sunday morning, June 23rd, construction crews will be working on a portion of eastbound Interstate 80 eastbound and southbound from I-29 from midnight to 9 a.m., which will require traffic to exit the interstate at that time. Traffic on I-80 eastbound Sunday morning will be required to exit at the South Expressway or exit 49 and follow the detour. Southbound I-29, eastbound I-80 local traffic will be required to exit at 24th Street or exit 50 Sunday morning and follow the detour. The southbound I-29, eastbound I-80 on-ramp at 24th Street will also be closed during the roadway repairs. And the DOT reminds you, as always, to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in a work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. Well, the Harlan Community School District Board of Education this week narrowed the search for an interim superintendent to four candidates. The complete list of 13 candidates was presented to the board by the search firm Grundmeier Leader Services on Tuesday in a closed session. The pool included two female and 11 male candidates. After a thorough review of application materials, references, and licensure, there were four candidates who were invited to the district today for formal interviews. They include Brad Anderson, who currently serves as the Woodward Granger superintendent. Prior to being named superintendent there, he served to the district as a pre-K through 5 principal. And on top of his superintendent duties, Anderson also serves as the special education director, curriculum director, transportation director, Title I coordinator, and crisis coordinator at Woodward Granger. Jody Gray currently serves as the superintendent for the St. Ansgar Community Schools in St. Ansgar. She's served that district since 2011. Her prior experience includes serving as the Woodward Granger superintendent and Tri-County superintendent and principal, and also curriculum director. Lynn Johnson currently serves as the Arlington, Nebraska district superintendent and is retiring at the end of this academic year. She served as the district superintendent there for the past 10 years after serving the district as secondary principal. And the fourth candidate to be interviewed today includes Steve Hansen, who was the superintendent for the West Liberty School District from 2011 to 2017. Hansen is currently serving as a mentor coordinator. His previous administrative work includes 15 years as associate principal and principal at Ottumwa High School and 3 years as secondary principal at an International American School in Brazil. You can read more about each of those four candidates under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The interim superintendent will begin their duties July 1st or thereabouts. The long-term superintendent hiring process for the Harlan School District will begin in November, with more stakeholders involved in that process. One of the most successful fundraisers for the American Cancer Society is now underway in Iowa. The Relay for Life is being held in nearly 80 communities this year. Tina Coleman, spokeswoman for the American Cancer Society of Iowa, says the premise is simple, as teammates take turns walking or running on track or a path to symbolize the ongoing fight against cancer.
I've actually seen the attendance at these relays are going up this year, and the giving is even more this year than it has been in the past. So I think people really understand what Relay for Life is and where the money goes and how it helps people.
Launched in 1985, Coleman says statewide support is definitely there for this annual cause.
Relay is the biggest fundraiser in the world for cancer.
Wednesday night, a Relay for Life was held in Stanhope in Hamilton County that raised $23,000. Multiple relays are being planned for today and tomorrow, including in Atlantic, Guthrie Center, Johnston and Spencer, and Saturday in Carroll and Independence. The The Cass County Relay for Life tractor ride is holding a registration at this hour at the Cass County Fairgrounds, with tractors scheduled to depart at 8:30. Your $25 donation to the Cass County Relay for Life is requested. Pastries and drinks are available at registration. The ride will travel to Elkhorn and then Walnut, and lunch at rider's expense will be held at Emma Jean's in Walnut. After lunch, a scenic ride back to Atlantic will be enjoyed, and also some root beer floats at the end of the ride. The Cass County Relay for Life will be held this evening at the Atlantic High School in Track. Area survivors and caregivers are invited to enjoy a free meal at the Atlantic High School Commons provided by Hy-Vee. Registration is at 4:30 and the meal to follow. Teams and sponsors are then invited to come out for the survivors ceremony at the high school beginning at 6 this evening. Everyone will head out to the track, and the public is welcome for the pennant ceremony and survivors lap at about 6:30. A tailgate meal will follow for teams, sponsors, and walkers at about 7 p.m. And you can come out and celebrate survivors and remember those we've lost and fight back against cancer during Relay for Life here in Atlantic. Elsewhere in the news, three people have been arrested on drug and other charges following separate traffic stops in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's officials said yesterday that at around 1:05 a.m. Thursday, a traffic stop was conducted on a pickup. Two passengers from Avoca were taken into custody. 24-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy was arrested for conspiracy or intent to manufacture and deliver methamphetamine more than 5 grams but less than 5 kilograms and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $300. And 31-year-old James Dwight Mills was arrested on numerous charges, including felony charges of forgery, distributing drugs near a school, and theft in the second degree. Mills was additionally charged with child endangerment, substantial risk, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana first offense, and harboring a runaway or child, or allow them to remain at large. The bonds for those offenses totaled $40,000. At around 1:20 a.m. Thursday, 21-year-old Tristan Lee Carl of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop on a vehicle with an expired license. Carl was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond amounted to $1,300. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also yesterday a deputy investigating a vehicle burglary Wednesday afternoon in Carson arrested 28-year-old Jared Michael Gappa for vehicle burglary in the third degree and theft in the fifth degree. The 81-year-old property owner told authorities a folder containing credit cards and driver's license was stolen out of their vehicle. The incident remains under investigation. And a woman wanted for unlawful possession of a prescription drug turned herself into the Pott County Jail Wednesday afternoon after the warrants on a drug and theft in the third degree charge were confirmed. 33-year-old Rebecca Lynn Saunier was turned over to corrections staff. And an inmate at the jail, 25-year-old Tyler Scott Davis of Council Bluffs, was presented with a warrant for credit card fraud under $1,000. Davis remains held in the jail on the new charge plus drug and burglary charges. His bond amounts to $3,000. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.